the report came out today from Adam Schefter of ESPN that players, now that Tom is going to Tampa, players are calling the Buccaneers with great urgency, saying that they want to play with them. Arnie, I don't think that this either. I don't think this surprises either one of us, but we do have a differing of opinion.
Yeah, we know the reason why they weren't flocking to play with Tom Brady when he was with the Patriots, because they have to deal with Belichick. Now it's Tampa, Bruce Arians. Just a beautiful place to play. Playing with Tom Brady down there.
Tampa is beautiful.
I would say it's beautiful. Yeah, not the city itself, yes, but certainly the climate.
Yeah, yes. There's a lot of things to enjoy about Florida, my friend.
Great stadium.
No state taxes. Yeah.
Yes, but you said it's a beautiful place to play. Tampa, look, in the last 24 hours, Colin's been talking fondly about Tampa. I read Colin's book, longest part of his career being in Tampa. He didn't enjoy it.
Look, but we know the reason. Why would you want to go ahead and you know, play for a guy like Belichick? You know, when you're going to be miserable, and sure, you know, you're playing for a team where you could supposedly win a Super Bowl every year. I don't know if that's going to count this year, but I don't need to play for somebody like that. I want to play for Tom Brady in Tampa. I don't want to play with Tom Brady with the Patriots, because Belichick makes me crazy.
I disagree with that. I think the exact same caliber of players and the players in the exact same situation will want to play with Tom Brady in Tampa as wanted to play with him in New England. It's all the same. The players at the top of the market aren't going to either place for the most part, okay? Amari Cooper, he signed in Dallas again. He didn't wait to see where Tom Brady was going, whether it was New England or whether it was Tampa.
That's one person, but yes.
The players who want their money, they're going where they can get their money. The players who are going to go follow Tom Brady to Tampa are the exact same group that was following him to New England. They're all the players at the extreme, both ends of the poles. The veteran player that's a low-money guy that's looking for the championship, or the really young guy that doesn't have much tread in that wants to go and learn. Those are the guys that want to play with Tom Brady in either place. The top end of the food chain money guys, they're not going to Tampa either, and the top end of the food chain guys weren't going to New England.
How is Tom Brady going to improve their career? I mean, first of all, if you're a wide receiver, I get that we're talking about every position. But, I mean, Tom Brady is a middle-of-the-pack quarterback right now, and he's going to be 43 years old. How does that make you a better player, having Tom Brady on your team?
Now, this is an example who's already played with Brady, but look at Philip Dorsett right now. Philip Dorsett is a former first-round pick who has had some success in New England. If there's a player out there like Philip Dorsett who's still young, who's had 3 or 4 years to middling to below average results, who says, you know what, 1 year deal, go be in the same quarterback, go be in the same meeting room as Tom Brady, have him help me fine tune my routes. That guy absolutely would be interested in Tom Brady, and that guy would have been interested in coming to Tom Brady in New England too.
Well, look, I understand money always comes before everything, okay? You know, you'll take money before you'll play for your own dad, because it's all about the money, first of all. But I believe it's all relative. Any guys that want to play with Tom Brady here in Tampa, maybe except for Antonio Brown, I don't think wanted to go up and play for him in England. What do you have? Julian Edelman is his favorite receiver. So you had that going for you. And you're like, hey, he's got Edelman as his favorite guy. He had Gronk up there for a lot of years. That's his favorite guy. I got to deal with Belichick. No, now it's going to be a passing offense. Well, they got Ronald Jones, but they're going to be pass. Bruce likes to pass the ball. Yep. So... sure, I would love to play with him. I could see all kinds of people that would wind up to just play with this guy and want to be traded to play with him.
They already have a top two wide receiver hierarchy there in Godwin and Evans.
Yes.
So the people who want to be number one receivers aren't signing up to go be Tom Brady's third option who doesn't play in every single package. No, you need the right subset of players. Older players at the end who are looking for the title, younger players at the beginning who are looking to get their footing in and want to be around greatness so that they can learn.
Right, and they want to be around greatness, and I understand that aspect of this conversation, but what is it about, I mean, maybe it's just because of his past. All he's done is win Super Bowls. He's got 6 rings and all of that. So people hear the name Tom Brady and go, I want to go wherever Tom Brady is, whether you're a left tackle or a third string defensive back. I just want to be on the team with Tom Brady. But the black and white of all this is, does Tom Brady make Tampa Bay? And it says so, yes in Vegas.
Yes.
Why does Tom Brady make Tampa suddenly much better? I think because Tampa was right on the cusp of being really good last year, and now Brady's going to put
him
over that.
People want to play with Brady because of his greatness, and they do think Tampa could win a Super Bowl. Did they want to play with Kobe at the end of his career? The answer is no. They didn't want to play because Kobe was going to shoot every time, and he wasn't going to pass the ball, and they weren't a good team anyway.
Different sports.
Do they want to play with LeBron, though? Yes.
LeBron's not at the end right now, but it's about LeBron though. It's the exact same thing though. Who's going to play with LeBron?
Anthony Davis.
Okay. Anthony Davis wanted to get to LA. I think he wanted to get to LA whether LeBron was there or not.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, fair enough, but he still wanted to play with LeBron. Whether LeBron was going to be in LA or not, he loved the idea of playing with LeBron.
Kyrie Irving at the beginning loved playing with LeBron when he could learn. When Kyrie Irving got too big for his britches, he wanted out from LeBron. Okay,
yeah, I'll blame that on Kyrie.
The guys who wanted to be stars, they don't want to play with LeBron. Lonzo didn't want to play with LeBron because Lonzo wanted to forge his own way. You know who wants to play with LeBron? Jared Dudley.